recording is not.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today we have a request. I'm calling it the spiritual mirror. What I see in my mirror. So let's t just take a breath and relax. Let the out breath bring a releasing, just a letting go, a letting go. Rest in the truth of what you are. And recognize that there is but one essence, one life, one infinite reality, one being. And that is the being that you are. So rest in the real that you are not separate from life, but that you are life. The fullness and the completeness of it. No matter the appearance, all is consciousness in vibration, an unfolding manifestation. That is what you are. Life, being, love, and all is perfect. Let us listen from the heart and discover the real. There is one presence, you, eternal spirit. You are the wholeness. You are the completeness that is. So take a breath and rest back. In the silence of the heart, be still. Okay. What I see in my mirror, what is the mirror reflecting and why? So, when we stand before what we call an other, be it an animated object, or be it an unanimated, inanimated object, we are looking in a mirror, and what we see or formulate is the truth we are accepting as real at the moment. We are looking in a mirror, and what we see or formulate in our mind is the truth we are accepting as real at the moment. Okay? What is there, what we are seeing, is our beliefs, our opinions, and dictates. Even the five physical senses are mirrors as well, as they too are subject to be a reflection of our belief. In other words, our energy that is being reflected back to us. And in each moment, We are actually looking at ourselves. But most often, through the idea that what I am seeing is separate and apart from my being. That's what takes most, that's what takes place most often as we look at any object, as we view any object, as we hear any object, as we feel, touch, or taste, or smell any object. For the most part, we are looking through the idea of separation and something apart from myself and something apart from my being. What the mirror does for us as we mature, it shows us where we are in our evolution, so to speak, of awakening to the reality of oneness. So, have we arrived yet? Do we see ourselves in everything and everyone? Or do we still see some beliefs of separation? Okay. Since we are all gathered here today, we have all reached the place where we do realize we are looking at ourselves. We might not always be able to stay in that reality. And we may yet allow thoughts to move us a little bit or nudge us out of remembering that reality. But given that we are all maturing in our spiritual being, we are all seeing ourselves. So there is a difference for us in the comprehension of seeing ourselves and the concept of seeing separation. There is a difference. It is that when we see anything as other, okay, and we feel for them in this separation mode, that is pity. Okay. We can only pity if we are in a concept of separation. And when we see ourselves, then we are in that place of compassion. Okay. That might take a moment. The pity is the concept that rises when we look in that mirror and we see anything other than our own being. Okay. The compassion is the naturalness of our being. It does not require others. We are naturally compassionate and loving. It is our nature. It is of the essence of being. It is the essence of love. Compassion. Okay. Okay, just for the moment. Say we're at a museum, right? And there's a lovely statue there. But there is an arm and a leg missing from this statue. Now, the thoughts might rise, too bad it's missing some limbs. Okay. It's such a shame. But that is only inferring that it would be better if it were all intact. That would make it better. Okay. Subconsciously, it's a pity that happened to it. So the statue is being viewed as something other than. It's being viewed as something separate from wholeness and completeness. It's being viewed as something separate from oneness. Okay. And it is the same when we think of a friend. That friend in the hospital is a mirror. It is a mirror of our own being. But we see a friend in a hospital. Okay? Or ourselves, we view a body that is called sick. And again, that feeling or the thoughts or the sensations rise to be those of pity or self-pity, that woe is me feeling, and thoughts of I'm feeling so bad for my friend, or I feel so bad for me. But those are only a couple of the thoughts and attitudes that rise as we look in this mirror. And we are, again, there's only the option. We are either seeing ourselves, this oneness, this allness of being, this completeness, this wholeness, this loving presence of pure energy. We're seeing that, knowing that, or we are seeing separation. In the mirror, if we're looking in the mirror, if we're looking and seeing suffering, we know straight away that we are viewing separation. Beliefs of duality. So anything that is seen or heard, smelled, touched, or tasted, even any thought or feeling or sensation, anyone or anything is a mirror. And they're all fair game for the label machine when we are viewing from a point of separation. But that label is a vibration. And I don't want to say that we're labeling in the mirror that that's myself or that's that label. But there is a knowingness that flows in us when we view anyone or anything. And if we call that a label, that then recognize it. The labeling is a vibration. So we send the vibration into the mirror. That vibration. And in turn, the mirror reflects back that vibration that we sent. Okay? We look at the feelings that rise up when we're looking in a when we're looking or when we're in a moment of judgment or opinions, and the The returning energy is a feeling, that feeling of heaviness, that feeling of sorrow or unhappiness, because that label was that energy that went into the mirror. So it's that energy now being reflected back. So when we begin to look in this mirror, okay, without thoughts, without opinions, and without beliefs, this is our practice. Okay. And as we look in the mirror, and we may feel the thoughts passing by or aware of the thoughts passing by, but we begin to just let them pass by, without calling them and holding them as the judgments or the old belief labels coming up and being held to us as being the real of what we're seeing. No thought brings you and produces reality. No thought. So every mirror gives us an opportunity to see ourselves. Okay. Every mirror. Okay. So we have to remember that it's not just when we encounter people or what we call others that are mirrors. We have to remember that every object is a mirror. And we are always seeing ourself. What is ourself? What is ourself? Obviously not a body. Obviously not thoughts and thinking, so we're not mind. We are always seeing ourselves. What are we seeing? What is ourself? What we are seeing that ourself at whatever stage of unfoldment we are in. You cannot see the color blue if you are wearing rose-colored glasses. You're going to see purple. So, no matter what is being viewed or heard or smelled or such as, they're all mirrors. And as we take off the glasses of separation, okay, we will only see being reflected back to us what? Compassion, love. Okay. Now, you might say, well, I looked in the mirror of my great aunt Joanne, and I didn't see loving compassion coming back to me. I was being as kind as I could be. And that's fine. That's fine. What you are to see is the compassion that you are emanating, being bounced back. It is not up to another individual to show you compassion. But if you are emanating compassion, If you are emanating love, that vibration is all that comes back to you. Whether it's coming through Aunt Joanna, Great Aunt Joanna, or whether it's coming from a stranger walking past you. Okay. That's not to be our concern. When you look in the mirror, do you see yourself? Which is that compassion? The compassion would stop and see only compassion. It would not see judgments. It would not see unworthiness. It would not see pity or suffering. It would not see that. It would see only itself, which is compassion. I think what's being said is do not look for an other to reflect back to you love. The only way that is that you are emanating love and you are not concerned about the reflection. Can you see that? That would be, you wouldn't want to be trying to emanate compassion so that you could get it back. Okay. That would not be the goal, so to speak. Well, I'm going to emanate compassion and love so that I get compassion and love back to me. No. When love and compassion are being emanated into a mirror, it is your naturalness. You're not trying to do anything. It's just this, it's our natural being. So our practice, when we look in the mirror and see discord and we see separation, okay, we come back into our heart because that is telling you, okay, that's telling you that you are still in that space of seeing others not as the oneness, but as a separate something. So what we're going to see in that mirror is the like energy that we are emitting at the moment. Say at the moment, okay, I'm standing here and I am or sitting here and I'm having this inner conversation about certain people in the world. And it just goes on and on. Well, why is this happening? And why are they doing that? And what's the purpose for them, doing this thing? And how can that? Are they not thinking of other people? Do they not care about the blah, blah, blah? And that is the conversation that is taking place. And when I look in the mirror, when I look what we call out there, I'm going to see that conversation reflected back to me. In other words, I am creating that in my experience. And that mirror, when I look, is going to give that creation back to me. When I sit here in silence, just being present, just being what I naturally am in that place of oneness. That's what gets reflected back to me. Now, someone sitting next to me may be viewing the same scene that I had viewed before and wonder why I could be so calm and so peaceful and so compassionate when all of that is going on out there. So my mirror has cleared. Their mirror is still a bit foggy. And that is by the energy and the vibrations that they are emanating, and it goes out and it gets reflected back. So the mirror effect can be a great tool, a great learning opportunity for those of us on our consciously and sincerely on our spiritual journey. So I know it's written in several books that I've seen that if we don't like what's being reflected back, then we have to change what we are putting into the mirror. Okay. So if we don't like that energy coming back, then it is up to us to change it. Okay. So if we're sitting on that place of opinions, and or if even if we're sitting on a pity pot, then we are the ones that need to turn within. No one can do that for us. We have to turn within, and we have to take a look at what's going on within our own consciousness. I'm sorry, within the thoughts and the belief patterns. It sounds almost unkind, but there is no pity within the oneness. There is just love and compassion. It's like us having a compassion for one just putting their toe on a spiritual journey, so to speak, because we know what they're going to be going through. Okay. So we have compassion for that and understanding and patience. Okay. And we all know that we are capable of the highest energy because it is our nature, because it is already ourself. Okay. And we're capable of that high energy, and and every stage in between. Okay. So our spiritual practice is to see through the reflections, through the looking glass, to see through these reflections, and see through the thoughts and through the beliefs that are being shown back to us. And see through the belief patterns that there is actually others out there. that there is actually something other than my own being out there. And when we have this idea of how the mirror works, then again, it becomes a great tool. So, but we are the ones to mirror truth. We are the ones maturing into our being. So we are to mirror that truth. And that truth is, there is no one or no thing here apart from the reality of self, or apart from the reality of the One Presence. Nothing here is separate nor apart from that. No matter what it looks like, no matter what is being reflected or what is being seen, the truth is that there's nothing here but the One Presence. Yeah. One of the simplest exercises that I have used and do use is this little one we'll go through now, as you take a breath. But is that it's the one where you land on an object without comment or question or adjectives or anything at all. It's pure and innocent. Whatever the eyes land on is pure and innocent. So let's take a little breath. And let that flow in oneness. And then follow the breath back out as it flows back out in oneness. And again, just a gentle breath in, relaxing, letting the shoulders drop, and allow the body to relax. And just follow a breath into the body and then out again. And what you want to do is just slowly look around the room. Don't touch anything. Just slowly let the eyes drift around the room onto different objects. But don't stay there too long. Just notice what is in the room. But without comments and without labeling. This practice is one you want to do quite often because we arrive here with a mind that just wants to label and show attachment and show its smarts by being able to label everything and give it a definition and give it a design and give it this and give it that. It's really, yeah, it just wants to show how smart it is and what it knows. But we're not interested in that. We're interested in pure and innocent. It has no label. It has no attachment. It has no definition. No matter what the mind is pushing to do, no matter what thoughts want to say, no, it's pure and innocent. It's pure and innocent. Okay, so we're just following a breath and we're just having a little observing for a moment. Nothing to get involved about. Okay. We're just watching the traffic in the mind. But now I want you to land on one object. Just one object. And just watch. Just be aware of thoughts that want to come, of ideas that want to be heard about the object. Just be aware of them. Doesn't matter what the thoughts are saying. Your mind wants to say, yep, that's right, that is a silver frame. So just keep going. Just keep going with it. It is in this way that we begin to see what is really there. Because what is without texture, without definition, without description. And all is self, and self is always pure and innocent. That's all that is present. Since the oneness is all that is present, and that oneness is always pure and perfect. So we just watch the thoughts, the definitions that rise, the labels that rise. Okay. Perhaps of attachments. Oh, Aunt Tilly gave me that. I should give her a call. Or so sad she passed away. Or that was a great thrift buy. Or that needs dusting. All of these things are going to rise. But whatever object you are viewing is a mirror. And since that which is looking into the mirror is naturally pure and perfect, then what is reflected must also be pure and perfect. We can't have it both ways. We can't be pure and perfect and look in a mirror and see something that is not pure and perfect. Watch what mind is saying in regards to those words. Mind will always find the imperfect, the not innocent. Always. So, whatever traffic is going on, just let it pass on by. Okay. They all have a green light. Just keep going. Okay. So, here by our silence. In the face of the onslaught of all of these thoughts that want to come in and tell you what is here, we remain in our stillness. And as we do that, the mind begins to slow down because we are not feeding it with some personal attention. Okay. It's like they know, and if they don't get fed, they'll go someplace where they can be fed. This is all part of the practice. And as you do this, you might see these long gaps between these thoughts begin to rise. Okay. So, okay, we all got that one. This is again, it's a great exercise to be more mindful of what we actually allow the thoughts to say and our acceptance of them. And oftentimes, without even understanding what we are accepting. Pay attention to the thoughts. That's the energy and the vibration that we put into the mirror. Our thoughts, our words, and our deeds are the vibrations that we put into the mirror. And there's a gazillions of thoughts, gazillions of feelings, gazillions of this and that, and energies and vibrations, but we want to withdraw putting that into the mirror and begin allowing it to reflect the love, the compassion, that perfect purity. Okay? Great exercise. I truly encourage you to do this once or twice a day. Okay, so it is that given there is only one presence, right? Then every so-called other or object, it is a mirror for consciousness to recognize the false beliefs and separation. As you, awareness, watches. Okay. So to kind of try to sum that up, that mirror, what we see in the mirror are our oftentimes our subconscious, but what we see in the mirror are definitely our thoughts and our attitudes and our belief systems, our opinions. And our dictates. This is what we're going to see reflected. The mirror cannot do otherwise. You, even when you go into the bathroom, if you hold up a red flag in front of the mirror, it cannot reflect back to you a blue flag because that's not the energy, that's not what's being put into the mirror. It can only reflect back what is put into it. All right. So, how about comments and questions?
Mary, this was the icing on the cake for me.
What kind of cake are we having?
Seven layers.
All right.
My mind has convinced me up until this moment that I don't know how to see oneness out there. Like, I'm supposed to see some invisible oneness. And if this is so clear what you're saying. I don't have words for it right now.
Okay.
But you said I don't know, it feels like everything in my life up until this I guess what I'm trying to say is I can't see anything until I see myself. Clearly.
And we can use that the mirror effect as a tool. It will tell us how we're doing. And we let it do that without comment or judgment or anything of that kind of nature. We do it with thanksgiving. Thank you for this opportunity to see. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. I see how I see how I've been holding myself separate.
Okay, way.
It's not a happy scene, but it's a wonderful scene. Now
Is
I'm seeing clearly.
beautiful.
And I think you use the word how I don't know, I've been holding myself, judging other people instead of seeing I've been there too.
Yes, judging others is like a reflection of judging ourselves. We have that internal dialogue of judging ourselves in whatever manner. So then we see, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. Thank you, love.
Thank you, Kate. I love the number seven. Love, love, love. Thank you.
Love, love, love.
What has made, can you hear me?
Yes, we can't see you, but we can hear you.
Okay, so what has made me realize those little foxes that sap the consciousness, where I throw something in the mirror that I know is wrong, and I think I'm gonna get away with it. Oh, it doesn't matter. Nothing's gonna happen. Well, fix it later without, I can't. Counterbalance it later. It's so freeing when you don't do that.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but it has put a check on, oh yeah, no, if I, it doesn't matter, nothing's gonna happen. Oh yes, it's going to.
Yes, it is. It's going to give you back what you put into it. Like I just said, you can't hold up a red flag in front of a mirror and expect it to view a blue one. What you hold up to that mirror is what you're gonna get back.
And that's why the universe doesn't have pity. The being doesn't have pity because there's tremendous love in it.
Yes. That mirror effect is compassion and love for us to learn from. So even the mirror is an emanation of love from the universe. Everything is here for us to learn who we are.
And that's the absolute love, the
Absolute, unconditional love. Yeah. Because
I'm not.
that love is there no matter what we're up to, in our ignorance, So that mirror is there just waiting for us to comprehend what's going on.
Thank you.
You're welcome here. All right. Any other questions? All right. Everybody all set to do some practicing today?
Yes.
All right. So, okay. All right. We'll be done with this one for today. Unless there's anything else.
I have one more thing.
Oh, okay, love.
So it's almost like we're given this energy and what we're going to do with it. And the energy is love.
We are the energy,
Okay.
and we are the emanation of love.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay. Now we'll call it complete. Much love. Thank you, dear one. Thank you. So let us pray. Most beloved self, I rest in the real. How can thoughts be real? They come and go. How can beliefs be real? They come and go. How can a body be real? For they come and they go. I rest in the infinite and of my being. I rest in the real. Amen. Om. Namaste.